Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking about my so-called friends, and why should I make amends when
when they cross the Nina and sin again and again and again. I love them dearly, but hear me, they burn severely. I'm weary to the point that I really don't want not one of them, none of them near me. Dear, trust you, but what's new for real? Yeah, I love you, but fuck you for real.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Met you at a rock show. November, no Octo. Pictures then locked yo. Numbers ending got low. Called you up a lot though. Found out that you not ho. Several trips to my show. Shot me with your crossbow. We used to kick it in packs. Whites and blacks. Triple stacks and fat sacks. We matched, we relaxed the kids. But I never twisted. She wished for the better mister. I mixed the lady with my kid brother. Then miss, she became my sister. For a minute, but then my lady started receiving that snitch. By the nigga on tour, you wanna be the reason that split.
You started believing that bitch in San Jose. You grip, what the damn hoes say? You flip, now your man won't stay. No trips, never send your pay.
We did, used to play for you. Even used to pray for you. Never that, cause you wanted to spit in my face. Never up, 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 and away for you. I hate this, I was real, so why fake shit? You lost us, so go fuck them bitches on MySpace, sis.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Every show was a different face, but these two were from a distant place. Follow my tour, got a quick embrace. Never would have thought I had to get through fate. Father and daughter, love me to death. Never cared that blood be the set, just love and the text. Shrugged the regret. When I found out, Papa kinda had the husband effect. Everybody seen it, but I didn't believe it. Everybody got it, but never did I receive it. His dream was for me to fuck Miss Sting. But she looked 15, baby girl was 19. But instead of giving a dick, I'd rather give her ice cream. Now I'm tripping, cause her pops just try to auction her off. But it turns out that he was knocking her off. I had to stop and I called, cause stepdaddy turned out to be the boyfriend. Guess he was getting him a little bit extra when he brought the toys in. Y'all lied to me, didn't fuck with the Nina show it did. Y'all made me question what your motive is. Don't cry, Allie, but my temper was flared and scared also to see you. Guess I see you in the crowd like, where's Waldo?
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
I wrote this carefully.
Ooh. I love you cause you married me. When I needed therapy, let me move in with you. Be my wife, you wasn't scared of me.
But fuck you because you say, if you don't get a job today, better kick rock with a heart to say. When you knew what, wrap my heart away.
I love you cause you sexy. Love you cause you're beautiful. Love you cause way back in the day you thought that I was suitable.
But fuck you, you treated me stupid and conceitedly. I wasn't very smart, but a genius you wanted me to be.
I love you cause you strong. I love you cause you real. Because you forgave me when I cheated and popping pills.
But fuck you for bringing up shit that happened years ago. Chances of us getting back is gonna take a miracle.
You live in the past, I'm giving the gas and cash. How many niggas do that without you giving the ass?
And I ask you what other nigga would step up with the love to give up. He's in the house for you and the kids, and even for your brother, nigga.
Enjoy the dough you get, cause I don't owe you shit. You was unhappy with me, so you split. You need to show me some love, ma. And I don't mean that I wanna fuck you. Just acknowledge me taking care of you. Because
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Verse 1. I ain't never spoke nothing but highly about you. And you gon' believe a bitch you ain't never met. That's hardcore shit, baby. Verse 2. I mean,
Y'all lied to a nigga. I mean, that was foul shit y'all did, man. I don't know what the fuck y'all motive was, but it hurt me real bad because I trusted you motherfuckers. Verse 3. I know I fucked our marriage up, but you can't live in the past. You either gotta let that shit go or let me go.
Check it out. I got a track up on here that even Angel might like. I haven't played this motherfucker's music in a while, but apparently he's got some new shit. But since I ain't got my hands on it yet, just gotta fill with the old stuff. Yo, this is Big Will with Ultima Vez something. Yeah.
No merece tu amor a mí. I leave tracks. red dodge invasion. Minority and jump steady, plotting retaliation. Suffocated dirty cats, play a hater gaps. We pack it, Scully's and army jackets. Headed out of psychopathic, I got a plan. So stack the ammo in the trunk. The word is they downtown, we don't front. Spark the blunt, give them what they want. Psycho thugs, loaded slugs, loco. And like our inside getaway rides. Este vez isolation, para mi caco, pato, rebatao. Muchacho, cock slow, estoy borracho. There go that Mark Acho. My city jam, boy, you plan, but he's wounded. Badly, move quick, a bow will back me. Being chased down this dark alley. I'm on that ass, minority hollering. Acaba, pull out my blade. Carved it in him like a manzana. No back to ride, flooring corpses. No remorse, psychopathic. And Spanish side, we joining forces. Los locos en St. Clown Rock, psychopathic records, para siempre.
My self garlic, my head hurts, cause my brain is cursed by voodoo wizards. My skin turns blue and I start to shake, my tongue comes out like a snake.
Boonga, boonga, hooli cool bull, that's my standing voodoo flow. You don't know what it meant till the next day you wake up, with your dick in your homie's butt.
I might grab your face, twist your neck and then let it go. And then Shaggy climbs up my back and we attack and hit you like a 10-foot ninja.
Yeah.
I paint my face like a clown. Other times I paint it like Sting and come down the rafters up at the mall and throw old thumbs to the ropes and chop their throats.
Woo! Well, I ain't no wrestler. I'm a serial murderous killer molester. Nah, just juggling your balls a bit. It's Jay, who's into that shit?
Yeah, fuck you.
And if you wanna get lippy, I'll stretch your lips out and call you skippy.
The bottom line is we twisted like Sam Kinison's back after the car wreck.
Now might be a really good time for you to get angry.
That's my secret, Cat. I'm always angry.
My opinion, I'ma tell you what I'm thinking about. I don't bite my lip for no one, I thought you done figured out that I'm a living weapon, yeah, this bomb is ticking loud. I'm about to detonate like a grenade with a pin out. I know they mental's weak, these Jedi play some mind tricks. These haters jellyfish, they swim my ocean spineless. You see these underground Avengers I conspire with. We so deep off in these trenches, our career is timeless. See, I'm connected to the corners of the underground. You don't wanna rumble in the jungle, we don't fuck around. So fuck the industry, my attitude to shut them down. We'll show these bitches how we play and then we're tunnel bound. I know that you can't stand the truth and won't admit this. I'm a factor in these streets and I'm on top of my business. The way you think is how your name got on my shit list. Before I'm done, I'll bend it over, you can kiss it.
Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. King Kong, go, go, go.
Movement and I'ma do it the best. Why the fuck you think we about to impress, yeah. Ha, I said we about to impress. Everybody's about to get on the wagon, ride the express, yeah.
Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. King Kong gone,
King Kong was kinda depressing, bitch, trying to get over you. You was in my motherfucking system, bitch, like a dirty urine. I'm tired of fucking with bitches like you. You a trap, ho. You know what I mean? You know why? Because you ain't loyal to nobody. You fuck over everybody you meet. You know, my financial situation was stable until I started fucking with you. You done fucked my whole family life up, bitch, and I'm mad. I'm looking for you 3-4 days in a row, bitch, and I can't sleep. And all you can say is...
I was 14 when I first met her, said I'd never let her capture me. Years later, I still hate her, cause this wife is chasing after me. Jumping Jody told me, homie, falling in love with her comes naturally. Financially, this bitch will make a man walk out on family. And damn it, the things that feel so good that hurt so bad. My kids sad, watching trailer trash, take advantage of dad. My son asking me questions about how I'm spending my cash. 7 days back, I'm coming home without one grocery bag. Son, it's her. Gave me that lifestyle that I prefer. And son, it's hurt. That bitch got a way of making visions blur. And son, it hurts to make you feel neglected, put you second next to her.
I swear I'm sorry, son, for putting this white bitch first. And if I turn back the hands of time, I will overlook every line what she made in front of me to purposely destroy my grind. I wish I never met her. Left her, now life is better. The sun is shining, I'm grinding, no longer getting to.
Momentum, 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 mom coming to rock bottom. Soaring up over buildings. Ha, I get the bucking, they dressing, they catch your feelings. Superstar in the making, guesstimating a million.
I'm on it.
Different Picasso, we rondo and call the ruckus.
I'm on it.
Too many fingers, I'm hollering, screaming. Fuck it, you prime, you can't touch it. Prime, you best tuck it. I follow dollar lines, I'm mindless, toy lucky. Coupon and I'm ducking. Find the cold getter. A ball with a cold fan, country ass nigga.
Yeah. Running back, oh, running back, oh, running back.
Who running back?
All right, I'm out of space and coming back.
Ha, ha, I'm out of wild. Hydrate 3000. Inertia, nigga. No gravity around. I'm pushing on them. The money counting. The fire on the scene, brain on water pounding. Step top, I pray. Momentum,
I'm on it.
If I see it, I want it, I go and get it.
I'm on it.
If you're looking for competition, come get it.
I'm on it.
Yeah, I'm back too.
even though we didn't go nowhere.
I thought that's how we said hello now.
No, that's how Angel says hello.
I'm back.
Where the fuck did you go?
You're like, bitch, I didn't even know you left.
Yeah, right? And West Lucky, that would look absolutely horrible.
What?
Some dude named West Lucky says, "Hi, fam," and he thought I absolutely wrong, motherfucker. So, fam, but no question for y'all. As much as I love the OG Hatchet Man, I myself am a fan of the Nordic mythos. So my question is, if I got a tat of the Hatchet Man with a hammer instead of his cleaver, how bad would that look?
Well, most people to get their Hatchet Man done looks pretty shitty. So, I guess it all depends on who's going to do it for
them. Yeah. It would be kind of badass, you know, to have Thor's hammer. But you're saying a hammer. You should say Thor's hammer, not a hammer.
Thor's hammer? Well, maybe he doesn't like Thor.
He just said he likes Nordic mythology.
So? Doesn't mean he likes Thor.
Man, Thor's the one that carries a hammer.
Maybe he just wants a fucking hammer, huh? You know? Maybe he's never even heard of Thor.
You guys, Nordic mythology means Thor, right?
How many times are you going to fucking say that? I don't care. Maybe he just wants a fucking hammer.
Yeah, man, so we might be end up having Big Will up on here next week.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Here. This might remind you.
Esta es la última vez que yo lo veo con una mujer. Yo no vuelvo a caer por mal amor que no sabe de quién es. I fell for a love that I thought was really true. Now I'm stressed out thinking of you. This is why.
That guy.
Was he the guy we were interviewing when we we're stuck in a stalker situation?
Yes. That would be him.
Oh. That guy comes out of the blue. Why?
Well, apparently he just released a new mixtape, you know, and he's looking for place to, you know, to promote the music around. So, and so, you know, he came to us.
Well, cliff note, nobody's going to hear your stuff, man.
Yeah, this is true, but, you know what, fuck it. You know what, he wants to come up on here and, you know, and promote the new music. I say, so, let's do it. And apparently Judge D's definitely down for the interview. That's because he wants to do it before some festival. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about with festival or when this festival is, but apparently he wants to do it during a few days before a festival.
I didn't realize we were interviewing him.
Well, yeah, because remember, man, you know, I hit him up for, you know, like for August, you know, like for when we do the Apocalypse Night.
Man, I think you might have been talking to yourself, because I don't remember this.
And I swear, you don't remember half the shit I tell you.
Because I definitely don't remember this at all.
I kind of figured.
Ask Angel, ask if he remembers.
And Angel's Puerto Rican, he don't remember anything except for being Detroit.
So, Angel, what kind of beans did you have this time? Red bean, kidney bean,
pork fried bean.
Lima beans.
Yeah. What the fuck are those things? Fucking chica beans. See, there he goes. He had white rice and pasta. Why the fuck do you keep mixing your damn rice and pasta?
That still doesn't go together, man.
Hell no. Seriously, rice and pasta don't go together at all.
Just have one or the other.
But no, we have to have both.
This isn't peanut butter and jelly. You don't need them both.
He said pasta gets boring alone, and he spelled boring wrong.
Oh, God damn it, Angel.
So, okay. Angel, the Italians, we created something called meatballs. Goes with the pasta. Yeah, dumb fuck.
Yeah, throw some fucking onion in there. Throw some fucking peppers in there.
Yeah. Throw fucking meatballs and sausages up in there. And you're all set.
Whoever thought to put fucking rice in there?
Man, definitely not us Italians when, you know, when we first made it.
Leave it to the Puerto Ricans.
It do got beef. Why the fuck do you need the rice for? Wait. Don't you have fucking hamburgers? Why don't you just ground up the hamburgers and put that in there? Leave the rice out of the pasta.
Or like, since you got rice, why don't you have some like stir fry or something?
Yeah. No Chinese with it. But stop mixing the rice with the pasta.
Yeah, that's fucking strange. Nobody else does that.
You offend the Italians by doing that.
You offend the mighty Buddha by doing that.
I mean, honestly, the only person I could actually see mixing rice and pasta together would be Michelangelo from the fucking Turtles, because he put that thing on a pizza.
That's different, man. That's a fucking pizza.
Yes, but I don't see rice and pasta going together on a pizza either.
They put fucking coconuts on pizza, man.
Well, last time I checked, Angel, you were not Michelangelo and you're not a turtle.
How do you know he's not a turtle?
Look, just because he's the shape of a turtle does not make him a turtle.
I'll knock him on his back and see what happens. If he gets up, he's not a turtle.
That could probably work out. But stop mixing the rice and pasta together and just make one or the other. You can either make rice and put the fucking beef with it, or make the pasta and put the beef with it. Or shit. I mean, seriously.
Make the pasta, put the beef with it. You have the rice, put the beef with it. Put the beef with it, nigga.
But now both together.
Havoc was trying to make a fucking rap song there about beef.
Wait, there you go. Wait. Angel, didn't you say you have like a shitload of hamburgers left over? Why don't you just have a hamburger and put the pasta with it? Or put the rice in the fucking hamburgers?
Angel, will you fucking answer him so he can stop repeating himself?
And we have a guest in the room. Guest, what's going on? Do you mix your rice and pasta together just like Angel does?
Put the beef with the rice, nigga.
Really? Man, all he's doing up in there is fucking laughing his ass off.
I put the beef in my pasta, nigga. If you want to talk about this conversation now on social media, hashtag beef with your meat.
Yes,
beef with your meat.
Wow, ghetto, really beef with meat, huh?
Yes, meat with your meat.
That's just disturbing. Yeah, see, even Angel was saying, what the fuck? Hey, wait, we have Kim. Kim, do you mix your rice and pasta together and eat both of them at the same time?
So I mix my rice and pasta together?
Yes, like Angel does.
Did you just say salsa?
No, I said rice.
Rice.
yes, I have before.
Do you put your beef with your rice, nigga?
Yes. I made rice and chicken tonight, actually.
Okay, but our question is, have you ever made rice and pasta together?
Yes, I have.
Why?
Because that shit's good as fuck, that's why.
No. You have either rice or pasta. The two don't go together.
And I guess Americans are just lost.
Yeah, right? And for fuck's sake, I'm Italian, part Italian, and goddamn, I'm lost. It may be more lost.
God, I feel like shit.
I mean, you know, she said she felt like shit, and I just flushed the toilet.
Yeah, too much beef with his pasta, nigga.
God damn, that really? You know, we're going to take a poll on fucking Facebook. See how many people, you know, have rice with and pasta together at the same time.
Man, nobody even listens to you on your Facebook. This isn't going to be accurate.
This is true. The only person who would probably end up liking it and posting on Meme would be Angel.
Oh, man, just block pictures on it.
Man, if I knew how, I would.
Can't you disable photos on some shit? Go to your settings.
Did Angel tell you I was in the hospital?
You're in the hospital?
Yeah,
no, it's probably on the hospital.
Why were you in the hospital?
I passed out.
You passed out?
Yeah.
Yeah, she laughed about it.
Why did you pass out?
I was dehydrated.
Well, why weren't you drinking anything?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't thirsty.
Well, see what happens when you don't drink things?
Yeah.
You die.
It was like you need to start drinking more water. And I'm like, no, I don't like water.
She's like, no, I ain't drinking no water. Found her laying on the floor.
Yeah. My dad, and now my dad is in the hospital.
What the hell, man?
Yeah.
Well, ghetto, I'm sorry, but no.
No.
No what?
You can't block people from posting pictures or memes on your fucking comments.
I don't know, man. People could take away the share button.
Well, how the fuck do you do that?
I don't fucking know.
God damn it, John Morrison, I'm going to stab you for posting fucking ringside memes. Motherfucking Angel does not need more fucking memes.
It's the last thing he needs.
Yeah. We definitely need more Kelly Kelly.
What's that got to do with him?
And I refreshed my homepage. Kelly Kelly.
What the hell is she laughing about?
I don't know. Maybe she's dying of dehydration again. Either that, or she finally came to the same realization that we have. Britney Spears sucks. I can't sing worth shit.
She needs the water boy.
Yeah. That's some auto tune.
If I had a water boy, make sure he's sexy.
This isn't to quench your thirst. In that way.
Yeah.
Sorry, Angel.
Angel? He would make a good water boy.
Yeah. Except every time he comes to you, he has beans and rice with the water.
Why the fuck is there beans and rice in my water? But let me know.
Man, I wish people would stop making pages for Roman Reigns.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Man, really? Blake Young commented on one of our fucking promos I put up in the Juggalo Family Chat. He commented. Piss.
Say piss?
I said piss. T-I-T-S.
Yeah.
He can spell. Holy shit.
And Angel, really? Yes. Really, really, really. Which drives us worth really.
Really what?
All right.
Really, I don't.
What the fuck was somebody hiding in the closet dressed as Batman for?
Oh, look. Really? Really?
How many times did I say really?
Oh, man, this dumbass Lady Low Trouble goes, I'm a Cancer. Zodiac War, comment your Zodiac sign. Let's see what sign goes the hardest.
I know, right? I've seen that one.
Goes the hardest.
Yeah.
That doesn't really determine how hard you can go.
God damn it, you dumb motherfuckers. You need to stop posting stupid bullshit.
Damn it.
It's all Angel's fault, because he likes rice and pasta together.
I'm having a freaking headache.
Maybe you should drink something. and eat something.
Yeah. Well, if you have Angel as a water boy, you only got to worry about that. Could you be drinking and eating at the same time?
Yeah, there you go.
Just make sure it doesn't have rice and pasta together at the same time.
Oh, don't she look so pretty?
Now, this is the type of shit you shouldn't be whooping to, you dumb motherfuckers. Can me and my leg get some love, or they put so love, for Lost, we had a miscarry. First of all...
Really? We're whooping a miscarriage? What the fuck?
Yeah, man, Amy Dickholz goes, sorry guys, whoop whoop.
Wow.
And this is in JFC.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I've seen that. A lot of people are like, can I get a whoop whoop? And I'm shut the fuck
no,
up.
No. See, asking if you can get a whoop whoop is one thing. But asking for a whoop whoop after you just lost a kid?
No. Now here's something even worse. Shit, my dad's in the hospital from a stroke and heart attack. He's been in and out for the past 2 weeks. I might lose him, and my mom's got MS. If it hits out, nowhere I'll lose her, or she'll be a vaggy state.
A vaggy state.
I think he meant veggie.
A veggie steak? A vegetable?
And he goes, I'm going to end up homeless if they die. Please give whoop whoop to my dad.
Yeah, I am thinking
too. What the fuck? No, Kim, we will not whoop whoop because his kid's father is dying.
No, yeah, I see that.
Yeah, that's something you don't whoop whoop to. You don't whoop whoop to have somebody having a miscarriage. The fuck is this family gum do? We're whooping to everything, even people dying.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
And all these dumb folks are actually whooping.
That's because that's all they fucking do. They can't talk.
This is a guy.
I mean, yeah. Whoop whoop is fine and all, but goddamn, man, learn how to talk too.
Yeah, and if you whoop to something good, not something bad, you moron.
Well then, why don't you comment that?
Are you on fire? Are you on fire?
Are you on fire?
Why are you on fire?
How about
hey,
now?
She's on fire. Whoop whoop.
I smell fire. Fire.
Hey, new one. I'm on fire. Can I get a whoop whoop?
Yeah. I'm on fire and I'm on the internet and I'm gonna post this real quick. Hold on. I'm on fire. Can I get a whoop whoop?
In a single leg, get a whoop whoop.
I'm on fire, but first, let me take a selfie.
Let me post a fucking video of an ugly bitch. Ooh, ooh.
Who did that?
Someone, I don't know what the fuck that's going on. Someone named Cassie McCary posted up, said Amanda Hackey's video, and some of the ugly fat bitch with glasses.
Is that that fat girl that tries to be funny?
Probably. Like, F you, Tornado. You ain't taking me and shit or something like that.
I'm just saying, because this girl's all over the internet with stupid-ass videos. And it's just like, ugh. When she's like, doing some sexual shit.
During a tornado thunderstorm. Yesterday, we had really, really bad weather in Wisconsin. And it made me worry because we don't have a basement. Yeah, I was at work, so I was like,
yeah, that's that bitch.
First of all, you ain't got to worry about a tornado taking your ass because you might weigh down the tornado.
That's definitely that girl.
Oh, man. Great. Great. Now we got even more idiots out there. Tiffany Chanel.
Yay, idiots.
Whoop. She goes, since we're legally a gang now, I want to do something badass to up my rep. I'm going to swear with putting money in this. Swear jar. Hashtag thug life. Hashtag moron life.
Come on, bitch.
What?
Look, someone said, commented on my post or whatever in JFC. There was like, this girl is on fire. Whoop, whoop.
So it was a real thing.
Yeah, Fireworks.
No.
Yes.
No.
Definitely no.
They upset Havoc. Havoc is like a dog.
A fuck?
He doesn't like fireworks. If you didn't catch that, Havoc.
Nah. They're just annoying.
Havoc runs around his house and barks all the time whenever he hears fireworks.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just really bark at him.
Johnny Diaz, you're a fucking moron. Go away and die.
Jeez. Havoc's been sipping on that haterade tonight.
No. Listen, Johnny Diaz, two years ago, one thing I forgot to mention is, ladies, enough with the slut nonsense. Have some self-respect. Do your part. Save your flappy, saggy, nasty-ass flapjacks for personal spaces to send them or post them. Really?
Hashtag respect squad.
But that's exactly what's going up in that.
Hashtag respect squad.
She's out.
Who's out?
I'm back.
Be right back. That's what Angel said.
Now, there's a reason for him to say, I'm back. But every time, but he says, I'm back way too damn much.
Yeah. Which is why I'm going to upload the track.
Oh,
he has the 3 bills. I've got to get
to
the track.
Huh?
I said, what? Someone's on Facebook. It ain't me.
Well, Angel said he's back.
Well, we figured that, you motherfucker. You don't really go anywhere. You probably just sit there and troll.
Stupid ass Angel. Why can't we hear her?
I don't know. She's gone retarded.
I thought it was just me. I just thought I was deaf.
Okay, goodbye.
Who's she saying goodbye to?
Fucking asshole.
The asshole.
Fucking Twisted joined the chat and fucking he left.
Nobody heard that one.
We heard it, Havoc. We just don't care anymore.
Someone asked me if I needed a fire extinguisher.
You need some insurance, is that what you just said?
You what?
Tell him no.
Yeah. Tell him you don't need no insurance.
No, fire extinguisher, damn it.
Man, I thought you said insurance.
No, what is that?
That's that drink that the old people drink.
Why do you know that?
Because I work
do you
in
drink
grocery.
Old people shit?
Well, no, I like to be burned.
Yes, I drink old people shit. I've actually tried it, sure.
What the fuck?
I like burning. Damn it.
Hey, I mean, some of it's not bad. I mean, it comes in chocolate flavor, comes in strawberry flavor, vanilla flavor.
Oh, Mikey said that he loves you and he misses you.
No.
Not you.
Well, who the fuck are you talking to? God damn it.
We're trying to figure out who we're talking to.
Hey, look, Johnny Diaz liked my hashtag Respect Squad.
I don't give a shit about that guy. Put her on mute.
Sounds good.
Until she can figure out what the fuck is going on here, she's on mute.
I think she's talking to us and talking to people on GTA at the same time.
There will be no dual talking here.
Hell no. But I have a very special track for Angel.
For when he gets back.
Well, apparently he's back already, but Angel, this is a track for you. This is gonna be your favorite track of them all.
Why they girl shady? That's why they call me Slim Shady. I'm back. That's why they call me Slim Shady. I'm back. I'm back. That's why they call me Slim Shady. I'm back. I'm back. I murder a rhyme one word at a time. You never heard of a mind. It's perverted as mine. You better get rid of that nine. It ain't gonna help. What you gonna do against a man that strangles himself? I'm waiting for hell, like hell, shit, I'm anxious as hell. Manson, you're safe in that cell, be thankful it's jail. I used to be my mommy's little angel at 12. 13, I was putting shells in a gauge on the shelf. I used to get punked and bullied on my block till I cut a kitten's head off and stuck it in his kid's mailbox. I used to give a fuck, now I can give a fuck less. What do I think of success? It sucks. Too much press, stress, too much sex, depressed, too upset, it's just too much mess. I guess I must just blew up quick. Grew up quick, was raised right. Whatever you say's wrong, whatever I say's right. You think of my name now whenever you say hi. Became a commodity cause I'm W-H-I-T-E. Cause MTV was so friendly to me. Can't wait till Kim sees me. Now is it worth it? Look at my life, how is it perfect? Read my lips, bitch. What, my mouth isn't working? You hear this finger? Oh, it's upside down. Here, let me turn this motherfucker up right now. If he's influenced by me, if he listens to music, and if he feeds into this shit, he's an innocent victim and becomes a puppet on the string of my tennis shoe. My name is Slim Shady. I've been crazy way before radio didn't play me. The sensational
back is the incredible.
With Ken Kniff, who just finds them inedible. It's Ken Kniff on the internet trying to lure your kids with him into bed. It's a sick world we live in these days. Slim, for Pete's sake, put down Christopher Reeve's legs. Jeez, guys. Slim is a touchy subject, trying just don't mention it. Mind with no sense in it, tries get so frantic, whose eyes get so squinted. I'm blind from smoke in them with my windows tinted with nine limos rented, doing lines of coke in them with a bunch of guys hopping out all high in those tinted. And that's where I get my name from, that's why they call me.
That's why they call me Slim Shady. I'm back. I'm back.
That's why they
call me
9. A Mac 11 in an order solved the problem of mine. And that's a whole school of bullies shot up all the one time.
Cause I'm
shady, they call me as crazy as the world was over this whole Y2K thing. And by the way, NSYNC, why do they sing? Am I the only one who realizes they sink? Should I dye my hair pink and care what y'all think? Lip sync and buy a bigger size of earring? That's why I tend to block out when I hear things. Cause all these fans screaming is making my ears ring. So I just throw up a middle finger and let it linger longer than the rumors that I was sticking it to Christina. Cause if I ever suck it to any singer in showbiz, it'd be Jennifer Lopez. And Puffy, you know this. I'm sorry, Puff, but I don't give a fuck. If this chick was my own mother, I'd still fuck her with no rubber and come inside her and have a son and a new brother at the same time. And just say that it ain't mine. What's my name?
Angel has left the building. Which means only one thing, Ghetto. The demon is coming.
The demon is coming. The demon is coming.
Damn it, Damien Sandow? No. Now let's see if she, now let's see if she's figured out who she wants to talk to now. So there's a door talking. I think she died.
No, I'm right here.
Now, are you gonna talk to us or them or what you gonna do? No door talking. It confuses Ghetto G.
Oh, fuck y'all, guys.
I don't know what the hell she said.
And I'm going to talk to y'all.
You want to talk to us? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, we don't talk to us up on here. I'm sorry, chess is not is for geeks.
Huh?
I mean, you're, you said talk chess or something like that.
And I'm going to talk to you guys.
You know, I love how stupid people are up in JFC. No offense to Angel there, but you got some stupid-ass people up in there. I just Joe Thomas. I just seen a bitch wearing a hoodie with a big-ass hatchet on it on the front, so I yelled, whoop, whoop. As loud as I could, she gave me a dirty-ass look, so I called her a juggaho. Would you have done the same thing or nah? You're an idiot. Just because they got a hatchet, don't exactly make them a fucking juggalette or a juggalo, dumb fuck. Like, seriously. I think we lost Ghetto G. He died.
No, you're just fucking boring me. Bitch.
I should tag Ghetto G in this post.
No, don't tag me in anything.
Oh, man. But yeah, I thought the demon was going to show up, but I guess not.
Where the fuck did he go? He actually left for once.
Yeah, he actually left the room.
Without calling us.
I think he just messaged me. Great.
Oh, run for your life.
I am. The bathroom.
It's not running for your life. That's running for your bladder.
Yeah, right now my bladder's full of fucking teeth.
Even though you just took a damn piss.
Like I said, my bladder's full of teeth. I had a freaking nice big cup of green tea before the show started. Even more disturbing is I was able to hear myself pissing in an echo on the phone.
Just in case you wanted to hear what you sounded like.
I didn't want to hear what my piss sounded like.
Just in case you couldn't hear it while you're standing there.
These are some crazy ass people right here.
Apparently, Angel will be back. He said he's doing a last meeting. What
the fuck? God damn it, Angel, spell correctly.
What did he say?
I be there. I add a last men update.
He ought to do an update.
Yeah, but why the fuck did he put add instead of had?
That's Angel for you.
Just like, you know, when he said, be right back, he said, I want it pissed.
What? I it pissed?
That's what he said. He said, I want it pissed. Just like how Angel fucking puts an X between, and shit. S-H-X-I-T. I'm gonna go back to staring at fucking Kelly Kelly's big fucking tits.
Her tits ain't even that big.
Oh no, but shit, man. And that fucking purple dress that she's got. Fucking looks amazing. There we go. Kelly Kelly should be a part of the next Coca-Cola commercial. And I fucking hope Heroes of Cosplay comes back for another fucking season.
How many episodes did it even come back with this time? Was that six?
I think that was less than six.
Yeah, wasn't it like six last time and then six this time?
I think so.
What the hell? Did you just turn into a robot? Language? English?
Yeah, it was six.
Yeah, see?
Hopefully you will get lucky and it'll be like another fucking season.
Well, there hasn't been very many episodes, so I would hope so.
Let's see. Yeah, because the first half of the first season ended off with Planet Part 2, and this one ended off with Wizard World New England, New Orleans Part 2. But I think there is going to be a second season because, okay, yeah, here we go. Like, it's same right here. No, this makes no sense because it says the series has renewed for a continued season one. It's officially season 1.5 in 2014 with additional a new additional cast and will primarily be Los Angeles and Atlanta. Second season will also feature events outside the United States. Okay, so yeah, they'll have a few more like the Artie Cosplay 2 in Buenos Aires, Argentina. So it looks like there will be a second season. Oh, no, wait, that was episode 7 for that one. What the fuck? And how do you turn off the fucking music on this goddamn motherfucking sci-fi? This website. Let's see here. Episode 7. Cindy's Kamikaze took place. Stupid ass commercial.
Yeah, on the 12th, Ricky's going to be at some Comic-Con thing over here in Allentown.
Hell yeah.
Like, what the hell, man? That's as close as they're ever going to be to me. Some shit, with some shit like that. And that's like 6 hours away.
By the way, the demon has arrived. Everybody run.
Everybody be quiet.
Back.
Holy shit. God damn it. Man, I definitely got to try and get my fucking days off for these two fucking events. And
I'm back.
Comic-Con in Connecticut. It's going to be fucking amazing. Especially if I could have Darth Maul.
Have you dressed up for those things like that or not?
That's why you're excited?
Let's see, it's going to be Darth Maul from Phantom, from Epsilon Phantom Menace, Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe, Toad from X-Men, let's see, I think he also said,
and Jason David Frank.
I don't think Jason David Frank's going to be there. No. But, let's see. They're going to have Nicholas Brennan from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. They're going to have Brian O'Halloran from The Clerks. I have a lot of motherfuckers that created like the Walking Dead comic books.
I want to know if there's going to be any hot-ass fucking chicks there, like Yaya Han. Arlene Doran. No, I don't even know who the fuck you are. There we go, fucking Larry, Kenny, Lynn Lipton, and Peter Newman from fucking Thundercat. The original Thundercat.
Is Kim still here or she left?
We're really not quite sure where she's at. She's stuck between universes.
Hey, like, you
still got her on mute.
Here, Angel, what's up?
The sky.
Wow, really? You came back with that one?
Okay, how about this one? Whoop whoop, motherfuckers.
I know I'm a motherfucker. Whoop whoop back.
Whoop, motherfuckers.
By the way, yo, Havoc, we get a chance to play I'm Back by Blaze.
No.
What track by Blaze?
Is he really in the fucking bathroom again?
Oh, I tried to myself, but fucking Angel had that book asking for a track.
Somebody get this man a diaper. Well, I guess long road trips is out of the question with Havoc.
Well, like I said, I tried to mute myself, and then all of a sudden, you know, he had asked me for a fucking track.
Like Havoc, you're going to have to go to the bathroom before we leave.
I didn't know you were in the restroom. It wasn't my fault.
You say restroom?
Fuck. Yes, he said restroom.
I don't know about you, but...
Because people go in there to rest.
Apparently they... Now, what track do you want by Blaze?
I'm back.
I'm back? By Blaze?
Yeah, what was it? Gang Rags. Let's write that album.
He has a song called that? I don't really remember that song.
Yeah, he don't have a song called I'm Back. I don't know where you get your facts from.
Sing us the song.
Okay, give me a sec.
No, don't look it up.
It doesn't exist.
Oh, look, there is a track called I'm Back Up on there.
Wow, damn.
It's track number 2.
Man, I don't ever listen to that CD.
Man, the only track I listen on that is fucking Dubstack and Dead Man Walking.
And, damn, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear that song, too.
Even though, didn't we already play a track called on back for his ass?
Yeah.
But I updated my share, remember? I couldn't listen to it.
Yeah, let's get rolling with those two songs. Pick it up, Mr. DJ.
I got to upload to the soundboard. I'm going to... The fuck? Man, this dude... Okay. Your little boy in JLC, Joe Thomas, is an idiot.
Now he's an idiot.
Not because of the fact, I answer this question saying nope. Just because they rock a hatchet don't make them a juggler or let automatically. He goes, well, that would be pretty fucking stupid of them. I'm just saying. I mean, seriously, do you automatically think that just because someone rocks a fucking hatchet makes him a goddamn juggalo or juggalette? No, you dumb fuck. Seriously, I mean, if I see someone rocking a hatchet, and I say woo woo for them, they don't respond, I'm just gonna think, shit, fuck it, damn low. They ain't the shit. Fuck them. So let me go. Alright, so he wants I'm Back by Blaze. I'll play that and then I'll upload the other track by Blaze. We'll do a Blaze Your Dead Homie back to back thing.
Yo! guess who's back up on the scene? It's the microphone fiend. We something like a new tag team. If I'm rocking, Mike Clark, Eric B. Heartbeats when the bass line drops. Riding on the stair and I ain't gon' stop. Zombie King with a bullet in the head. B-L-A-Z-E and I'm back from the dead. Nobody missing. Fuck what you said, I'm out the coffin. Off and the subjects that be talking is the ones I be chalking out. First minute of that 10-round bout. Running off at the lip and stuck your foot in your mouth. I grabbed out the dirt off the earth to return to the top of the world. In the spot that I earned, it's a spot by now. All hoes bow, through the whole cheap and through the grave and now. Some folks shout, but I can't blame them. I'm like a gladiator, I was sent to entertain them. Slaying all punks and jumps on my arrival. Dead homie is back, it's my revival. Back from the grave, crazy in the head. Break the dead homie and I'm back from the dead. I'm back from the dead. I'm back from the dead. I busted out the casket with the hatchet I placed in the shed so later we can pass it. When I woke out, shit done changed. The hood lost a nut to pig. Shit strange, I'm back and you offended. My time has ended. Now that I am ascended to hell with your pretending, I'm back. It was hot, but now it's cold. Because I'm out cold on these tripe assholes. They say my sixth sense is on the outer limit. My home is a twilight zone and you ain't fucking with it. I'm back and you offended. You thought my time has ended. Now that I have ascended to hell with your pretending. I'm back to reclaim the throne I left vacant. Think on a minute, but I'm here to put my stake in. Take back everything and all I ever had more. Rose out the grave, now on top of me the soul.
And we are back, and yes, I will definitely go to Comic-Con because Echo Endless will be there.
Well, you better get your ass there then.
Oh yeah, along with R2-D2.
You
be
lucky
there as well.
Bastard. I always want to go to fucking Comic-Con, you lucky bastard.
Well, if you weren't in Puerto Rico, I'm pretty sure you'd be able to find one to go to.
I want to go to one of the big ones. That's what I want to go to.
And as far as I'm concerned, if Echoes is there, then it's going to be big. If Yaya Hunt's going to be there, you know, they're definitely going to be big. Cause
Stan's
no gonna
shit,
be
if Yaya's going to be there, hell. Maybe CM Punk is going to be there. You never fucking know.
That wouldn't make it big, though.
Yeah, no. Now, if they were to put Kelly there, or maybe, you know, that's a Bliss, maybe Paige.
Well, they all do tend to show up at these things. All the,
divas. Yeah.
And AJ, I know AJ leads into that type of shit.
Oh, duh. It's like, damn, bitch!
It's Blaine. Bring the Dayton family. Mike Clark on the phone.
Damn, bitch. I can tell you wanna fuck on the first day, and it wouldn't make you a slut. Life is what you make, so let's make each other nut. Lay back in the cut, it's a weed, and open up. Stop playing. Bitch is backstabber all day. Got a hotel room with 20 juggalettes way. She got her ass like a beauty queen face from a magazine. I wanna hit that pussy from the back and smear Maybelline. Yo, what's up, cover girl? You know I ninjas gotta play. Suck the click dick to get an autograph from Violent J. Me and Blaze, it's so amazing how you keep your balance. Bouncing naked on trampolines, you so acrobatic. Shoe told me to fuck her once and let my ninja have it. Juggalos already know to take one hit and pass it. Axe twisted and boondocks about the way we fuck em. When you're raised in a hatchet house, fucking is nothing. Tell me why you up in my hood. You little half fuck. It got me looking thin, like I was Brucey. You walked by me, I was on you like Beyonce. You know I'm known for dicking bitches like I'm Dr. Dre. So when you shaking what you got, bitch, just watch the Peter. I'm chasing bitches through the woods like I'm a fucking cheetah. I want that pussy, I can smell it like some fucking ham. And when you show me what you had, I was like, damn.
Damn, bitch. Tell me why you up in my hood.
You little half a.
What the hell am I fucking reading? That's some bullshit.
Depends. What are you reading there, motherfucker?
These cops should know about juggalos.
What happened?
I'll send you the link.
I'm sending me links to everything. Then, I don't know, send Kimberly the link. She loves links. Or, you know, send it to Ghetto G.
Okay.
I will cut your fingers off.
and then
I'll send people links to that. Anybody want to buy Angel's fingers?
Three things cops need to know about juggalos. Law enforcement professionals should be aware that this group routinely attracts members who come from difficult lives filled with trauma, parental neglect, and in many cases, serious mental disorders.
Yep, that's definitely Angel right there.
I don't know. I guess I'm a big threat to my neighborhood walking around with my small dog. I guess I mean, that's one deadly gang member right there.
I can share.
Oh, fuck this dumb bullshit.
Alrighty.
She don't even know what's going on.
Man, she never knows what's going on. Here, I aim to pass along some knowledge about a little known group called the Juggalos and their threat to the public and law enforcement. Who are the Juggalos? There has been a paradigm shift in law enforcement addressing the nation's gang problems. In short, the criminal justice system is moving beyond an incarceration-centric approach to rehabilitation of offenders. Law enforcement has a vested interest in deterring juveniles from joining gangs.
Really?
Over the past 9 years, leftist groups
I have aggressively recruited from middle schools and high schools. Using the internet and direct recruitment, many adolescents become participants in actions both socially aggressive and criminal by groups such as People of the Ethical Treatment of Animals. The fuck we got to do with PETA? The fuck is a juggler? What the? Yeah, these people are dumbasses. The National Gang Intelligence Center defines jugglers as loosely organized hybrid gang are rapidly expanding into many U.S. communities. Although recognized as a gang in only four states, many juggler subsets exhibit gang-like behavior and engage in criminal activity and violence. Law enforcement officials in at least 21 states have identified criminal juggalo subsets. Where do they exist? They are located in Arizona, California, Colorado, Delaware, Florida, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Mexico, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and Washington. Well, Ghetto, how do you feel about that, man? You made the list of states.
What did I make the list of? Being a gang member.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I always wanted to be a gang member growing up. Now, finally, I could be one.
Yeah. Their philosophy and
legally
is derived from the Insane Clown Posse and Psychopathic Records, Dark Carnival, from a set of six albums. Law enforcement professionals should be aware that this group routinely attracts members who come from difficult lives filled with trauma, frontal neglect, and in many cases, serious mental disorders. This combination makes them easily manipulated by the leadership of radical organizations such as the Juggalos, who have, for the past several decades, used these groups as recruiting centers. Dale Yeager, a stuffer, what does the fuck that word mean? One of that big word that the Juggalos, what the fuck's the matter with you?
What about Juggalos not being able to read?
I said,
I'm well educated, show.
A Department of Justice criminal behavior analyst on the Juggalo said, as various extreme environmental and animal rights and anti-global fucking groups become emboldened by increased funding from NGOs and leftist political action committees, the use of youth movements such as Juggalos for recruiting of members will increase. Just as the white supremacy movement of the 1980s found these movements ripe for emotionally troubled youth. Radical leftist groups are using that for the same purpose of filling their ranks with eager soldiers for their cause. Soldiers who are willing to commit illegal
acts.
Yes. Yeah.
The fuck?
Exactly.
We're a goddamn army.
No, people be saying we're a mafia.
Yeah, what the fuck? I need you to do this for me. All right, Angel. I'll give you this much money if you go out and kill for me. In the name of Juggalo.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, man. Wow.
Wow, reading this article sounds fucked up as fuck. Literally.
It's no longer mafia wars. It's Juggalo wars.
We're already in a war already. We're already there. Everybody's new school versus old school. New gen versus old gen.
I don't know, man. It's not the fact that that is what's wrong. It's just that people are fucking stupid.
Well, yeah,
tell me how pretty with the selfies. You got the emo bullshit every now and fucking then.
It's like, goddamn it, look at you, man. You look like goddamn Justin Bieber, man. The hell are you doing here?
Carl, we know Justin Bieber could be a juggalo.
Yeah, right, man. Get the hell out of here.
But it's the thing, what are they going to do with Charlie Sheen in them? Since we're, or Vanilla Ice. That's what I'm thinking.
What do you mean, what are they going to do with Charlie Sheen?
Man, Charlie Sheen's out of his fucking mind. He just killed him on it.
I don't understand what you mean by that. What are they supposed to do with him?
Yeah, right.
They're part of the list, too. Even Coolio's part of the fucking list.
Besides, put him in rehab.
Yeah, so exactly what are they supposed to do with him?
I know, the celebrities, yeah. What are they going to do with the celebrities?
They
ain't gonna
we're talking
know,
about,
yeah, we're
talking
the ones
about people
that
going to be
suffer.
At the gathering, apparently.
No, we're the ones that got to suffer when they're leaving the high life. What the fuck can you do?
I didn't realize we were complaining about them.
I know, I'm just saying. They're part of the family, too.
Yeah. So, they don't bother me, though.
I just hope they wouldn't put out the apparel to the appeal. Yeah, we're supposed to have an appeal.
I think Angel said he wanted to hear a song.
Already played it. He already played it already.
Are you in the goddamn bathroom again?
Well, at least this time I muted myself.
It must have been the tacos.
Man, I don't care about your green tea, man. I couldn't make you piss that much.
Well, obviously, green tea, 2 bottles of water.
Oh, here we go. I don't want to hear your list. Play a song.
Some Crush.
I said no.
Okay. Well, here we go.
Everybody make way for the walking dead. Accepted to the rules, and all they said is back to the lab with your scientific mumble. I'm alive even though I break off and crumble. Let me stay forever and have a nice dream. Never walk these streets, you hear the night scream. Trust me, I don't even have a best friend. To find your ass murked and dumped on the West End. I'm a dead man watching you face to face. My breath's so bad you can taste it.
Look out, here he comes.
Oh my god, it's him.
I stop when I walk big, 6'10". I be a dead man walking. Hounds are barking, where will I fall? So all y'all can chalk me out. No doubt, I'ma walk it out. It's worth talking about, bitch. Everybody shout,
walk it out, walk, walk it out, walk, walk it out, walk, walk.
Watching BLACE, the dead man will walk it out, moonwalk inside step. Glide up and step into the keeper's crib. You kept knocking on my grave until I finally came out. Rose up above you and snuffed your flame out. Clock on my neck tells backwards time. And that Ouija board ain't no hoe, you'll find. I know a demon that'll come through and won't go back. They'll pull the hair out your head, it won't grow back. I'll be the dead man walking, hounds are barking, where will I fall? So all y'all can chalk me out, no doubt I'ma walk it out. It's worth talking about, bitch. Everybody shout,
walk it out, walk, walk it out, walk, walk it out, walk, walk it out.
No ball.
on terrains. If I'm dead, why do I feel so much pain? I be the dead man walking, hounds are barking. Where will I fall? So all y'all can chalk me out. No doubt, I'ma walk it out. That's what I'm talking about, bitch. Everybody shout,
walk it out, walk, walk it out, walk, walk it out, walk, walk it out.
Yay.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. I'm going to go to bed. I got to work in the morning.
Awesome.
All right.
Bye, Lamers.
Peace.
Bye. Adios. Hasta la vista.
Whoa. Damn, I think I got hanged up.